A blood donor has been found here in Australia as part of a global search to help an American toddler who has an extremely rare blood type. 3-year-old Zainab requires frequent blood transfusions for cancer treatment and needs a bone marrow transplant, which could be underway in Florida actually as we speak. The challenge for doctors treating her is that her blood type only occurs within Indian, Pakistani or Iranian communities, and so far only 5 donors around the world have been tracked down. Adjunct Professor David Irving is the Director of Research and Development with the Australian Red Cross Blood Service, which has found a rare match for Zainab. David Irving, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Can you just explain for us all what makes this young toddler Zainab's blood so rare?
She has, we're probably all aware of the various different blood groups, like blood groups A and B and O and Rh negative and positive. There's about 300 different types of blood, and Zainab has one of these where she's actually missing a particular blood group antigen called Indian, and it's that particular characteristic of blood is only found in people from India, Pakistan and Iran. In fact, only about 4% of those people have that particularly rare blood group, and so she's missing that. She's in need of a blood transfusion, and therefore she needs to have essentially a very, very high degree of matching between the blood that's being transfused and her own blood type.
Do you have any idea of how many people in the world have this rare blood type?
It's about 4% of the populations of Indians, Pakistanis and Iranians. I'm not quite sure of the total population of those countries, but it's very, very rare.
This has been a global search for the blood that Zainab needs. How did you find an Australian donor?
So there were various different international organisations which we, Australian Red Cross Blood Service, certainly participates in. It's part of, we have an Australian, we have a rare blood donor panel ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have about 400 or 500 people registered on that particular panel. And so we search through that panel, identify people of particular blood types, and we found one. In fact, we've got 4 people on that particular panel here in Australia.
4 Indian blood.
Who've got that, that's right, who are Indian negative blood type. 2 of them we haven't been able to find so far. We found one, and that one person came in and donated blood at our donor centre here in Sydney on day before Australia Day, actually. It's a day to where we celebrate cultural diversity and ethnic background, and it was really quite exciting that we were able to find that donor. Made the donation, and that's now been sent to Florida, and I expect it's probably hanging on a bag in the operating theatre where Zainab's having her stem cell transplant, perhaps right now.
It seems extraordinary that blood is being travelling around the world like this to emergencies. So it was collected here a couple of weeks ago now. Mm-hmm. and travelled, what, by plane? Takes 2 days, I suppose, to get there. How mm-hmm. sort of safe is that? Does blood store and travel well? It doesn't get diminished at all in that process?
No, Frank. I think when it's been processed, we go through a number of different steps to make sure that it's safe and that it's going to be stored in appropriate conditions. It can be stored for up to 6 weeks at 4 degrees fridge temperature. So it's appropriately. We've got systems in place for international tracking of blood. We ourselves get occasionally blood samples coming in from other countries as well to help with some of the patients that aren't able to be matched by our local donors as well.
It's 20 past eight. Our guest is Adjunct Professor David Irving, Director of Research and Development with the Australian Red Cross Blood Service. I suppose the fact that this person had put themselves on the rare blood donor panel meant that when they were approached, they were happily prepared to give the blood?
Yes, most definitely.
Zainab actually needs more blood, needs to find more donors, I understand, over the short term. Will this person be able to give more blood? Does it work that way, or do you need to keep searching for donors?
Well, we are still searching for other donors. In fact, we've got a program in our R&D team here at the Blood Service really trying to increase the ethnicity of our donor pool. So with Australia's increasing population diversity, so more than 50% of Australians now, I think everyone is aware of, have been born overseas. So we are increasing that search for people with rare blood types.
Does that, as you say, our different ethnic backgrounds all mixed up here in Australia, how important is it to identify rare blood donors among them? Because does that population mean there are going to people are going to require some rare blood types?
Most definitely. And that's certainly as our ethnicity of our population increases, that's becoming an increasing issue we're seeing. And our Red Cell Reference Laboratory researchers are working hard to make sure that they do get the best match for all of the patients who are in need of a red blood cell transfusion.
So, David, Indian negative is one. How many rare blood types are there?
There's over 300 different blood types. There's 90% of the population. That's reasonably easy to match, but it's that small proportion of people. And increasingly, in Australia, we've got issues in particular in trying to find matches for people with Polynesian, Melanesian, Sub-Saharan African, particularly with refugees coming in into this country to match those people when they're in need of a blood transfusion.
So it's critical. I mean, the blood bank has a hard enough time getting any of us to donate blood. This is quite important. Is this a shout out you want to make now for people to think about it? If you're of a particular ethnic origin or group, that you should put your hand up? And are there campaigns within these groups?
There certainly are. We certainly target different groups, but our call centre on 13 14 95 would be more than happy to take calls from people who've got different ethnic origins from others. So we're certainly looking to diversify our blood donor pool, our blood donor pool, so that we're ready for those patients like Zanab who come along from time to time.
David, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Fran. Thank you.
Adjunct Professor David Irving is the Director of Research and Development with the Australian Red Cross Blood Service, and this is a pretty important shout-out. So if you want that number again, if you do think you're from a population group, an ethnic group that might have in amongst that population a rare blood group and you want to donate, you want to do what you can, 13 14 95 is the Red Cross Blood Service. 13 14 95 is the number to call.